This is the Frankfort Boys Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Ben Steinlage, head coach of the Wildcat Boys. And, well, Coach, you've only played two games since we've last talked, and both of those were last week. You have not been out on the floor this week so far due to the weather, but last week on Thursday went up against Valley Heights on the road and fell short by 351-48. And then on Friday, a good win over Troy, 49-40. So kind of up and down the last two games. What would just been your thoughts?
Yeah, I think this last week in general, including Axtell on Tuesday, we just had a real tough time scoring the ball last week. Doing some stats and breaking games down. I think we shot like 9% from three, which is not going to win you very many games. And we had a couple quarters in there where, we didn't score or scored, two or four points. So, happy with the way our kids fought, to find a way to win two of those three, but I think there was times, and especially that Valley Heights game, where we kind of let the lack of scoring affect us defensively, and we weren't as intense and focused as we need to be on that side of the ball. But at the same time, I told our kids to be scrappy and find a way to win, this late in February on Friday against Troy. Showed a lot of guts, and hopefully we can find a way to score the ball a little better here towards the end of the week.
Yeah, I know you've gone through a couple of stretches here on the year where you haven't scored the ball well at times. So what do you look at as far as costing your guys? Has it been just missed shots, turnovers, or what has it been?
A combination of both, and I think you can include ball movement in that. We had some decent looks last week that just didn't go in, and there's times where we probably rushed some shots. Shot selection is something we've kind of been preaching on lately, and we've got to be better at knowing that when we haven't scored, in a possession or two or other teams have gone on runs, that we've got to have quality shots. And, that's not just a good shot for whoever we have shooting the ball. That's got to be a great shot for us as a team. And at some point, we've got to find a way to either get to the free throw line or maybe get an easy buck in transition or steal opportunities to shoot a layup. But just seeing the ball go through the net would make a huge difference, I think, for some of us. And I think we'll get there. But, we've definitely got to limit the silly turnovers and silly shots. And, hopefully maybe luck will kind of find our way too, and some of those shots will start falling.
So just kind of based off what I'm hearing you say, do you feel like it's maybe more of getting the basketball IQ up a little bit as far as finding the right shots and no placements and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think, there's times where maybe we need to let the game come to us a little bit more. We've I don't know if we get frustrated or we get sped up maybe sometimes and take some shots that are maybe a little contested or maybe shots that have fallen for us, week prior, and whether they were good shots at the time or not, it up in the air, and we see the ball go through the net, so maybe we think that's a good shot moving forward. But I think we just got to sit back and relax a little bit. We got to be better at playing inside out. We try to put a bigger focus on, finding Sam and Z on the inside, posting up and sealing stuff, especially against zone defenses. But our basketball IQ's got to be risen a little bit, and we got to take better care of the ball too.
So now you look ahead, you didn't have a game Monday, didn't have a game Tuesday, but you'll get back in the gym tonight with practice. Also tomorrow, another practice thrown in there as well, which you haven't had a ton of them this year. Then you got Washington County coming up on Friday. So how are you approaching this game here against Washington County?
We've got to get back to, I've mentioned this several other times this year, kind of get back to us. And we've got to go through some defensive things here in the next couple of days and work on some various offensive things where it's against zone or man or just like ball movement in general and moving without the ball. I think there's times where we get a little stagnant offensively as well of standing and watching other people go to work when we need to work better, as a team or all five of us at one time. And that's not guys being selfish. That's just, we've been a little lackadaisical on that end as well. So getting back and breaking things down, having some time to get on the court and get some shots up and talk about rotations and stuff defensively will be huge for us. And it's a team that in Washington County has got a couple bigs that know how to work on the inside, and Kobe Hoover, who is one of the premier guards in our league as well.
Well, Coach, with that, we certainly wish you the best of luck coming up against Washington County on Friday. And again, congratulations on the win over Troy from last Friday. But thank you for taking the time, as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Ben Steinlage, head coach of the Frankfort Boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA.